You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5 o'clock. Good to have you guys with us. And we want to revisit something we discussed earlier in the show, which is, look, the Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. And I know, all Yzerman jokes aside, there is something wrong here when arguably the best player in any sport is playing and the ratings are down 25%. Connor McDavid, look, Pat Caputo, hockey's a passion for Pat. And when Pat says he might be the best player to ever play, yeah, I think that deserves, you know, some credibility there. Like, whoa, look, no one's watching. Florida and Edmonton's just, it's not going to pull numbers. The question is why? What is it that keeps you from watching hockey? What keeps hockey from, you know what? How do we make hockey great again? What keeps it from being in the conversation? And look, we talked about earlier, Rico, marketing is your angle. Other people, it's the players are boring. They're all like built on an assembly line. It's not an American sport. But then it was part two of this. It's that I am kind of breaking a Detroit law, is that I'm rooting for a Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup. That, look, the Jeff Riegers of the world will tell you, you can't do that. That it's important to the city of Detroit, that we don't want our Canadian neighbors to win. All I'm saying is this. I think Connor McDavid is the best player without a championship in all of sports. I mean, he's better than Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, even comparatively, sport to sport. Connor McDavid is Michael Jordan without a title. So here's my question.
Ooh.
Okay. Dude, if you're the best player to ever play your sport, the only comparative is Michael Jordan.
Ever?
Okay, if he's the greatest hockey player in history.
No, that's what I'm like, wow. So
Pat Caputo said it too.
More than Gretzky.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, look, first of all, Gretzky could cherry pick. And in the mid-80s, a little bit of a different sport. I'm asking the question, if he's not the best player without a championship, who is? But I'm rooting for him based on, I don't know, certain guys, they do it the right way. He's not a jerk. He doesn't do bad stuff off the ice. He just shows up and he does his job. He got gutted last year losing in game 7. I'm rooting for him. Oh, I mean, Rieger's mad at me. And I'm like, dude, you got to get over this.
USA versus Canada. I get it. No, I mean, that's a great question, Mike. I know you don't think highly. I'd say Lamar. But multiple MVP. He can do a lot of things that most quarterbacks cannot do. So, I mean, there's mobility and then there's Lamar, and you're not catching him. So, I like where you're going with this. And that, you know what? Another thing I thought of too, maybe the fact that hockey doesn't have that player that's so polarizing, either you love or hate him. That one person that either you're rooting for, the kind of how Rieger is with Canada as a whole. You either rooting for them to win it all or you're rooting for them to lose it all.
The problem is there's a lot of guys that you hate. But you would say, "Oh, I'd love to have him on my team though." But I hate the guy. But like Brad Marchand is the archetype of that kind of a player.
But but it's just that one person that, yeah, you know what? I love this player. Or God, I'm so sick of this player. I mean, like think Mahomes. Like, oh, the Chiefs and Mahomes again. Oh, my goodness. Or you love them. And, yep, we won again. Deal with it. But Tom Brady was that person. Either you loved him or hated him.
This comes back to personality, though, because I feel like if hockey players had any personality, you'd either fall in love with a guy or hate a guy.
Brady didn't really have a personality. Well, he was cocky, so.
That was a little bit of it. Plus, it's football, so you get a pass because
you're
of
right,
football.
You're right.
Like we said earlier, hockey is not football.
But I would say Lamar is probably the one player without a ring that I think I would put up there.
So there's two questions. You can go with whatever one you want, but it is a shame because the NHL, even with the best player potentially ever in their sport, can't make any headway. And the finals do start tonight. And look, I think the NBA's got a similar problem. I mean, on surface, it's just you're not the NFL. But Indiana and OKC, OKC's a wonderful story. Yeah. They were built from the ashes. They do play defense. They do have an MVP caliber player. They do have a really good team. No one cares.
Huh? I mean, Indiana. I was like, wow, yeah, this is a team that no one thought at the beginning of the year, Indiana will be in the finals. What? So you're right. I don't think the market size has anything to do with it. I just think that it's not that much juice for that either.
So tell us the reasons. What stops you from watching hockey? And the Connor McDavid question, am I wrong for rooting for him? Am I wrong for wanting him to be the guy who snaps the Canadian streak? That there's no better player who's more worthy of snapping that streak and reaching hero status than him. And you know what? I'll add this. Edmonton's a hellhole. I've talked to two people in my lifetime who have both lived in Edmonton, and it was the saddest conversation ever. When they themselves call it Deadmonton, that's a real problem. I kind of root for that because what the hell else do they have?
I was about to say, are they like the Green Bay of the NHL?
Yeah.
Well, that's all they got.
Yes. So it's just, to me, look, I'm rooting for them. And if that's violating a Detroit code, you can tell me. But I hate seeing guys that do it the right way and are truly awesome at what they do never get to win it. And look, McDavid's just not going to have this endless loop to get to the Stanley Cup Finals back-to-back years. He was in a Game 7 last year. They've got to get this done. Plus, who the hell can root for Florida? They're cheating against the salary cap. They're in a no-tax state, so they have a natural advantage over us. Oh, and it's sunny down there. Like, I'm tired of them. Go away.
I mean, is it cheating or are you just really, cheating. You know?
Well, no, they use that long-term. Kenny, what's that IR thing they were using to do the 49er scumbag cap routine?
They did. It's called LTIR, long-term injured reserve. Essentially, they put a guy in injured reserve. It doesn't count towards their cap. Then they bring in a whole bunch of guys. And then once the playoffs start, the cap doesn't exist. So they have a bunch of extra players.
That's just called, you know.
They're operating within the rules.
That's called trying. That's called thinking outside the box.
Right. Okay.
You can win titles that way.
They did it.
Or being
Eddie
DeBartolo Jr. Okay. I've had enough of you, your team, and your ilk. 248-539-9797. That's right. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get straight to the people. Couple of interesting topics, Stanley Cup-wise. A, why don't we watch? Why are the ratings down 25% when you have the Michael Jordan of the sport leading the charge? He's in the finals. But also, I'm rooting for Connor McDavid. I know that violates a code, according to Rieger, the Canadian Stanley Cup drought, but who better to break it than maybe the greatest guy to ever play the sport? Like, and in a town that, why can't I be happy for Edmonton? What the hell else do those poor bastards have?
And look at that arena. The national uniform of Edmonton is a McDavid jersey right now.
It's almost standard issued at Oiler games.
100%. It feels like it.
To the people. We go to Nate, 97.1. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good. What's on your mind, pal?
I just wanted to say, I think hockey's got more of a systemic problem than just viewership. You know what I mean? It's like, it's of the four major sports, would you agree that it's like the fourth most played America?
Yeah, right. Because it's so expensive to play it.
Yes, exactly. It's so expensive to play. It's a very niche sport. It's not like kids are growing up and they're like, everybody watches football. That's in a league of its own. But I would say 50% or more play baseball, so you're going to have baseball interest. Basketball is kind of a niche sport too, but it's got so much publicity in terms of the way it's advertised and everything. Hockey's just an afterthought almost in the United States.
Okay, so what for instance, Nate, when we're talking about you specifically, do you watch or what is it about it that keeps you from watching?
Personally, I love hockey, so I'm kind of the wrong person to ask in terms of what keeps me from watching it. But, like, I think playoff hockey is the best playoffs. I mean, it has all the makings of what would make a sport fantastic. The players aren't prima donnas. They're not making an inordinate amount of money to where they're, like, having contract holdouts. So they're there to play the game. It's just...
You're right.
Not like everybody in America.
The fact that Beef Stew makes more than Connor McDavid is a disgrace.
It's insane.
That's insane to me.
Wow. Way to bring it home.
I'm sorry. But okay, Nate, let me ask you the last question. Rieger thinks I'm a bad guy because I'm rooting for McDavid. That violates a code that we can't have a Canadian team win. Where do you weigh in on this?
I want McDavid to win. My view is anybody but Toronto, personally.
Okay.
But an interesting tidbit about McDavid, Gretzky's first cup came in a rematch against the Islanders.
Yep.
So he went, lost, then came back and won. Crosby's first cup came in a rematch, went, lost to us, won the next year. I think McDavid, who's been compared to those two his entire life, he gets it done this year. The same way.
And they are favored. I take it for what it's worth. I'm rooting for him. He's too good not to have one, Nate. He's got to get one. And again, it's Edmonton. This isn't Montreal. This isn't Toronto. This isn't kind of like the evil empire.
Right.
This is Edmonton. What has Edmonton ever done to you?
Vancouver.
Yeah. Right. What has Edmonton done to you? Seriously. Come on. Let's go to David, 97.1. David, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, sir.
So we can all agree that they have ratings problems. I remember, I think it was back in the 90s, they tried to do the glowing puck thing.
Oh, yeah. Right? On Fox.
Everybody hated it. This is what I would do with hockey, and I'm not a purist. I didn't play, but I do enjoy watching. Do away with offsides. It ruins the game. You got a break. It's always stopping the play. They're off by a quarter of a skate. Oh, we got to stop the play. What's the exciting part of a game? Scoring goals, breakaways, scoring chances. As an organization and as a team, you can choose if you want to be more defensive-minded or more offensive-minded. It would give more character to the game. It keeps it faster, less stoppage of play, more scoring chances. It would open it right up.
All right, David, we are going to go to our hockey rules expert, Mr. Kenny Cott. David says he wants to get rid of offsides. Kenny Cott, your thoughts?
I am not a fan of that. I think that
makes
sense.
Come on, David had a very compelling presentation.
I believe it. I think I just don't want to make the game too gimmicky, you know? If you want to add a glowy puck or whatever that is,
no,
so that people can see it more, I can almost work my mind around that. But changing the fundamental aspects of hockey, I
hold on. You can work your way to a glow puck and laser robots on Fox. You can't work your way to David's presentation of No Offsides.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
David,
imagine if a wide receiver, Mike, had to wait for the defensive back to be in position. He wasn't allowed to run past him to catch a touchdown
ball. I love it. David, I love it. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's go a step further. Get rid of the blue line. Everything is your oyster. Play wherever you want to play.
I would just love to see a fast, high-paced game. I think it'd be exciting. Thanks, guys.
Have David, appreciate you. Kenny, I'm just saying what would get people in. I know the purists would hate it.
I do kind of hate that. But, well, how about this? We compromise. We get rid of the trapezoid, huh? No trapezoid?
I like that. Yes.
All right. See, we're making progress.
Let's get rid of that. I don't know. Get rid of it all. I get rid of no-touch icing, too. I want the collisions.
See, now you're going back to player safety. That's going to be a problem.
It's not player safety.
We're going full speed into each other at that point.
That's what that's what the money's for. I hate the no-touch icing. No, you hustle back there. I want to see somebody. You know, hey, listen.
So that's what the problem with saying that's what the money's for is they don't make a lot of money.
That's also true. They're paid in timbits.
Right.
So what was the big knock on the glow puck?
Too gimmicky.
Hockey purists.
Yeah. Not the glow puck specifically, but if you added like a little puck trail so people can see where it went.
Well, that's like when Chris Pronger would take a slap shot, there'd be a vapor afterwards. You would have loved it. It was right out of your little comic book movies.
I think they have the technology to make it less terrible, slightly above terrible.
As long as they don't bring back the Fox robots. Remember the hockey bots?
Yes.
We don't need that. Let's go to Michael, Ann Arbor, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Mike.
Two things. First of all, I'm with you 100% on rooting for Edmonton. I'd 100% rather see a Canadian team win than a Southern team. I mean, who gives a damn about hockey in South Florida? At least the guys in Canada will actually watch it, unlike we do.
Agree.
Second of all, I think the closest comparison, you said McDavid's the best player in sports without a ring. I agree with you there. I disagree with Rico. I think the closest comparison's got to be Aaron Judge.
Ooh.
Two-time MVP last year, he put in probably the best right-handed season of all time. He got there last year just like McDavid did. I think that's your closest comparison.
Yeah. Mike, he's a little overrated.
Whoa. listen.
He's a Yankee, a bunch of scumbags.
He's the best one in baseball. Mike, that's a good selection. I'm not against it. I mean, at least Aaron Judge has shown up in the playoffs, unlike Lamar. Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar might not even be the best quarterback in his own division.
Right. Now, I agree with that. Well, if we're factual about it, Rico, he had a horrific fumble and a horrific interception in a playoff game.
Tight end didn't catch the two-point conversion.
Wouldn't have needed it without the turnovers. I'm sorry. Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Judge is perfect, but is he the best baseball guy? Is he the McDavid of baseball? Maybe.
No.
Now, if his season continues the way it continues this year, and they don't win it again this year, they may never win the damn thing. Guys out there basically hitting a bazillion.
I got you. I like the Judge thing. It's just he's a Yankee, and I don't want you to be.
Noted. There. That's fair. Keith, 97.1. What's up, Keith?
Hi, Mike. I agree with you 100%. I want Edmonton, too. This is ridiculous about an American-based team or a Canadian-based team. Half the players are Canadian anyway. What difference does it make? I'm a Connor McDavid fan. I want to see him win a cup. What's not helping, at least in the United States, is the fact that it's on TNT, that it's not on ESPN. There's just less people that have access to TNT.
I think, Keith, the problem, and Kenny, I think you could speak to it, is we talk about ESPN. The problem is ESPN doesn't care about it. Their broadcasts were awful. I mean, like if Lena Hextall's on one of these games, I'm out. I can't do it. I mean, she's like the Pam Ward of the NHL. Can't do it. So, hockey needs a home.
Kenny Albert's good.
They need a home. They need to go somewhere where the network cares. I don't know. Kenny, what's your view?
Well, first of all, make sure it's not the Nature Channel or whatever it was on.
Versus.
Yeah, that sucked. I agree with
you. On after bass fishing.
It does need a home, but the problem is what they do is they're like, all right, let's put PK Subban on Pat McAfee, and then that's going to be your shoehorned in hockey coverage for the day. And it doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't add any fans to hockey. So, yeah, it needs a home. Splitting it between two networks sucks.
They're the ACC on the CW.
100%. That's what it feels like.
100%.
And it's
right after Moesha.
Exactly. After episodes of Monk.
2.5 Men, NHL.
Right. I just think McDavid does everything right. He's not a scumbag. He's unbelievable. And it's like, I don't want to see him.
Buddy, I love you. Right now, you're arguing with a 3-year-old.
No. I have reasons, though. I will list the reasons.
That's great, by the way.
There are reasons why we, as Detroiters, don't want Canada to win the Cup. And the number one reason is because it really annoys them. It agitates them.
And then, okay, in the Olympics, I understand it. Four nations, I understand it.
Oh, you're going to say because there's Canadian players and American
this
teams?
This is PhD level trolling right
No,
here.
It's not trolling. No.
Because, okay, Rico, Rico, you just said because it annoys them.
Yes.
But that's PhD level trolling.
Again, you got to listen to 6 o'clock, but see, I kind of feel that you don't realize how many people agree with me. You don't realize how many Detroiters right now are nodding their head.
All right. Listen, I'm not mad at them. I just don't know why I'm a pariah. Edmonton hasn't done anything to us. If it was Toronto or Montreal, I would totally get
okay.
it. Hell, right. Even Ottawa at this point, because they break our balls.
Oh, yeah. Brady Kachuk.
Edmonton?
It's what Canada as a whole.
It is Canada
Edmonton's
as a whole.
Not even a part of Canada. It's more like a part of Alaska.
Oh, trust me. Canadians are all lathered up for tonight. This is our year. And by the way, I actually think Edmonton's going to win the series.
I hope they do.
Florida's played way too much hockey in the last 3 years.
You know why?
His rationale was because it annoys them.
Florida is the 49ers of the NHL.
Have you ever dealt with somebody where you go into it blind and then you deal with somebody and you're like, God, I can't stand this person or how he talks or she talks about one thing? That's Canada about hockey. I started this job in like 02. I started covering the Wings in 06. And from that point on, you do realize how obnoxious they are about hockey. And that, I think, fuels my hatred for Canadian
hockey.
But
you can't find McDavid's greatness, outlier.
No. I just want him to lose. And it's not his fault.
Oh, my God.
This is never about the players. It's about the Canadian hockey fans.
Okay. Yes. Listen, if this is the hill you want to die on, do your thing.
Well, I do believe a lot of people agree. So we'll get into that at 6 o'clock.
He is.
Well, let me ask you guys this. I was thinking about this. One of your callers brought up Jake Walman, a plus 13 in 16 games, 20 minutes.
Such a bad guy
line.
That a Stanley Cup team added him.
Is this not the one that got away, but is the Jake Walman deal, does it go down as one of the worst deals in Detroit sports?
Absolutely.
Like, doesn't it?
You
like
attached you a second round pick to a guy who had first round value himself. And by the way, not to Chicago or San Jose, to a Stanley Cup team. So if he was such a toxic guy, why would you add him to your room?
Oh, and by the way, a year
Hi,
before-
Kenny.
5 months before you traded him away, you signed him to a 3-year, $10 million deal.
Crazy, right? It's almost like daydreaming in the press conference.
All right. I get what you're saying, Rieger. I still think there is one that Detroiters will never let go.
What is it, Verlander only getting Jake Rogers in that deal?
Oh, John Smoltz. Doyle Alexander.
Allen Iverson and Chauncey Billups?
John Smoltz.
Oh, please.
No, but Allen benefited the local economy.
No.
That's a good point. The casinos love that.
Yeah. All right, done.
I could get into the penthouse one day.
I'm going to be a pinata here for the next hour, so this will be exciting.
Hour 10, to be exact. Hopefully there's no rain in Chicago.
Good night. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.